I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
It's every Red Raider's favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Thrilled to be part of your Thursday. You're listening to Tech Talk on Double T97.3 and DoubleT97.3.com. Choice Woodman, Mike Gustafson with you till 6 o'clock today. Keep your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your song requests in for songs with a girl's name in the title. All of that welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. It's the majority of what's on the chat line now. Lots of good ones there. We were talking... I want to wrap up this conversation before we move on. But we're talking about a pretty likely scenario where Texas A&M is going to back out of their 2024 game against Texas Tech on Friday night after Thanksgiving. Again, my understanding, could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure I was told at one point that Texas Tech sought out a home game. Like you could put in requests for schedules and those sorts of things as the schedules are being made. And I think one thing
sought out a home football game.
Yes, a home football game. Tech, because you knew, hey, we got this home and home scheduled with A&M, where we're going to play a Friday night basketball game on Black Friday. You know, hey, that's attractive. People love to yell at Aggies. We're going to have a lot of people that will be here for this basketball game. So what does that do? That brings people to town that may not have otherwise been. And, hey, we'll go ahead and take on every other year we have to have a home football game. Thanksgiving, pretty well, is how it sets up. Thanksgiving weekend. So they say, hey, we want it this year. And now you're kind of stuck in the mud with this if Texas A&M backs out, because most other matchups are scheduled up to this point in college basketball, and it's not like you can just go grab a game really easily to replace that one that's attractive enough. I think you're set in a situation where if the season is going as well as a lot of people hope up to November, you're still going to get butts in seats for that last game of the season.
If everything's going...
If you've got nine-ish wins at that point...
If everything's going as hoped in football.
In football. Yeah, I know.
That's okay.
But if you've got nine-ish wins in football, and I know that's speaking really highly, but you look at the schedule, it is not out of question, then you're going to be competing for a Big 12 title at that point. And who knows? The previous weekend may have an effect on that against Oklahoma State, but you close out the regular season with that home football game against West Virginia, and maybe you can still fill the seats, or most of them, but that's a pretty big blow if the Aggies don't end up coming on Black Friday.
Yeah, I would think so. It would make, I mean, it could take some of the shine off of that, the marketing surrounding that weekend. I mean, because, like you said, I mean, who knows what's out there. I know of the baseball website where coaches are out there going, hey, we're looking for opponents, and, you know, on March 17th and 18th next year, you know, that kind of a deal, kind of by weekends and sort of advertising to each other.
Yeah,
I know that there may be a basketball version of that as well, but, you know, it's like you said, you ain't getting Kentucky in here. I don't know who they want.
Like, you're probably going to get Long Island or something like that. I mean, more than likely.
Directional state or something.
Sure. You're going to be replacing a premier game with a very lackluster game, most likely. At best, you might get an average game.
It would be hard to replace. I mean, you can almost approach it one of two ways and go, all right, we're going to try to get something regional, you know, UTEP or something like that, or something that would at least check that box.
Yeah.
As opposed to going completely, you know, maybe there's a Pac-12, whatever they are. But you know what I mean? Someone of that ilk that's floating around out there that would at least have a little more name recognition sizzle. But again, I don't know, Choice, that this is our call.
Yeah.
We could probably call around Exploring. You might get somebody that goes, hey, you know what? We'll do that. We'll call up Podunk State and see if we can move them to so-and-so. I mean, that's the kind of thing that can happen. But it's getting kind of late for that. I mean,
yeah, you're already
– you're 6 months out, you know.
So the one thing I haven't checked in on, there's – so someone asked – I missed the reason A&M would back out. Well, first, they're Aggies, and that's, they back out against Tech in a bowl game or whatever. That's somewhat of a low-hanging fruit, but again, I mean, if Tech got the same opportunity, I don't know if they would do it this year or what, but there's a tournament that's being – I think it's more than mulled over. I think it seems like it's probably going to happen at this point in Las Vegas in 2024, where it's an NIL – funded or not funded, a NIL incentive tournament where they pay into your NIL collective. So players get paid essentially. And there's eight teams that are on board, according to sources, A&M being one of those. The other part that I guess you could start looking at, you scratch Houston from this list because they're in your conference, but there's six other teams. Like, well, I wonder what they're giving up Thanksgiving week, and maybe you try to go get
There's
one
the
of
list
their
to pick from.
Yeah, yeah maybe you try to go get one of their opponents that,
right.
that they're going to be playing.
Just got hosed in the way that you got hosed, and that math that you're doing is exactly what those baseball guys will do when stuff comes up. You immediately start calling the other one that's affected, and you know, baseball allows for a little more like a three-way type thing that can kind of solve some stuff, but that's obviously not an option here. But
sure.
Yeah, that is a interesting point. You immediately start calling those schools going, hey, did you just jilt somebody?
Yeah.
Because then whoever they jilted might be able to go, hey, Texas Tech's looking. It's got to be a home game. They probably come to your place next year and return.
Yeah.
You know, and immediately kind of sizzle that thing up.
So that's the hope. That would be best case scenario that you're able to grab one of those opponents if it's a good one. You don't know if they're playing directional state at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a bad situation all the way around. And I don't know why this comes up now. I guess because you can make money off of it now.
Oh, yeah.
But this is really late in the game for a multi-team event to just kind of pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But Vegas is Vegas, and they can kind of call the shots as they want to.
I'd love to know the dollars behind it. Not even really from the NIL side, but what – Vegas is thinking like, oh, we easily generate that in hotel rooms.
Probably.
You know, in other words, this could very well be ginned up by the, you know, Visit Las Vegas or Las Vegas Sports Authority or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
To crank that up on a Thanksgiving Friday is kind of interesting, but I'm sure, you know, who knows? Maybe they see that as sort of a void in the calendar that they could fill with some quality hoops.
I guess so. Like, we don't have a basketball schedule for next year, right? Like
Correct.
A full one. Like that stuff's only, not out.
I think the only thing we know is we got 20 games schedule, and we don't know what they are yet, right?
Correct. Yeah, we don't know.
We just know 20 instead of 18.
Did they give us the number? No, I don't think they have for this year.
Ooh.
On the who that you play, right? They haven't done that, so.
Yeah, we don't even have like a you're going to these 10 and
yeah,
you're going to play these 10. We'll give you the dates later. Yeah.
We
don't. I don't think we even know that. I think we just know that it's a
20 game schedule. And that's it.
The number 20 as opposed to 18 this in the recent past.
Tech Talk continues. We'll go back in time coming up next on Double T 97.3.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Thanks for hanging out with us on a Thursday. You got Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. Yours worldwide on the Double T 97.3 mobile app. You can listen in out in Rub Bottom, Oklahoma.
Oh, watch your mouth, you sicko.
You look it up, Rub Bottom, Oklahoma. Hax is probably going through there about right now.
Hax probably knows three people from there. Oh, Claude, bro.
There's a good chance. Let's see where old Rub Bottom is.
My roommate, my uncle Rub Bottom, went fishing there one time.
It's in Love County.
Oh, there you go.
Oklahoma.
Where Give me at? A region, dude. North, south, east, west. Come on.
Oh, okay. Right by the Oklahoma-Texas border.
Oh. All right, which part? Got a lot of Oklahoma-Texas.
It is not far at all from the Windstar.
Oh, all right. There we go.
So,
all right.
You're familiar with that area.
I would also refer to that as Tornado Alley.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately.
Right there. Oh, Rub Bottom, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Postal code 73463. It's a real place.
Okay.
Y'all chime in. Whatever thoughts, comments, questions you got, bring those in on the 8th Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 Score mobile app. Someone else, a couple of questions on the chat line. Someone says, okay, I've been in and out of the truck. A&M's being invited to this Vegas tournament. Tech is not. Wouldn't we play if invited and cancel with A&M if the situation was reversed? I don't think you'd cancel your home game. Like, so if you were invited this year, I don't know that Tech is canceling their home game with A&M. I could be wrong. I don't know what the motives are in the athletic department. Like, if the invite came this year to this particular tournament to Tech, I don't think you're canceling your home game. Now, if it was reversed.
Yeah, you'd probably be going, could we please do that next year?
Yeah. Like, which, by the way, they have said that this tournament, they're trying to expand to 16 teams next year. They're going from 8 to 16. So, and the likes of Kansas and Kentucky, they're trying to get those kinds in and make this thing really attractive in Vegas. Surprise, surprise. So,
sure.
This question from Robert, what's this about UNC joining the Big 12? Rumors and speculation more than anything. ACC is not on good footing right now. They are. When you've got teams suing your own league, that's not a great thing.
No.
UNC, I don't know if they end up in the Big 12 or not, would make some sense if the ACC dissolves, but I don't know. Are you in the camp of believing that we're in some way going to end up in two super leagues eventually?
Boy, I'd be, you know, I would love for that to happen. Yes, that 80 team league that floated around.
Yeah,
you know,
and then you split into divisions where we get like a Southwest Conference division, and it just everything goes back to regions.
Now,
yeah, it'd be great.
The problem with that, or the reason why that is fraught, is why would the Big Ten and SEC agree to that? Because they're in a much better position to go, hey, we're just going to join our own little 20 team deal. Oh, by the way, see you, Vandy, see you, Northwestern, see you, whatever, you know, whoever, and just get it to the 20 most valuable brands and call it good. That's the more lucrative play. How would they have any interest in sort of doing the greater good thing?
Yeah.
Which, you know, and you go back to the 60s and think about what the NFL did in terms of going, hey, we're going to take all of this TV money and pool it instead of, you know, individual pots, and it's going to make all of us a lot better off. And it was a genius move.
Yeah.
You know, and it's still in place today. You know, there's no doubt that the Cowboys' TV rights are better than Carolina or whoever, but the fact that that's all in one pot of money now doesn't mean the Cowboys can't go out and put Lexus signs all over their stadium and do all that kind of stuff. And so that's where they differentiate themselves. But that has helped the health of the NFL, you know, significantly. And would there be any interest in providing in going with a little more regional top 80 brands, whatever that is, 60, 80, whatever, and doing it? The thing about the top 80 that I think would be really interesting is, or the thing that appeals to me is there's that would still create, you know, all the regionality and all the cross-sectional stuff and all the stuff, you know, that would make the product as interesting as ever. It would spin off the 20 or 30 or 40 or whatever the weakest properties and get a lot of it back to being regional, which I think would be important. You know, and also maybe it's a schedule that's sort of handed to you, like, hey, okay, next year you're going to play the Indiana Hoosiers.
Yeah.
And Wake Forest is coming to Lubbock.
Like they do in the NFL.
Right. And, yeah. And the divisional thing and all, but or whatever. But, and again, I don't know what that magic number is, but I would love that. I mean, my gosh. It's hard for me to be optimistic around that sort of thing happening as sort of a, with a greater good.
Sure.
Outlook. The beauty of an 80 team thing too is you're not in there, like if we were to get in, let's say it's a 30 team deal, and let's say we're bonkers good the next 5 years. Sellouts, $100 million stadium renovations, start winning, you know, everything's going full blast, right? And you get invited to the Super Select 30. Let's say it's a 30 league deal. Some model in the future, right? Then you look around and you're like, holy Moses, the salary cap around here is a little different.
Yeah.
In other words, it's, you know, Sooners, yeah. A&M, Texas money, and we're down here going, man, we're a lot better off than 80 schools below us. Or
sure.
But we're in a league with these 30, and it might be disastrous from an on-the-field property. Kind of like what we've said about Missouri and some of those teams that have joined the SEC. And like, I really wonder what their take is.
Someone's got to be the bottom team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whereas in an 80-team league, you could look around and go, okay, we got a shot here.
Yeah. Like Nebraska. I mean, they were way better off. Yeah, they were starting to head downhill, but they were way better off before they left the Big 12 Conference or the Big 8. And now, do they regret that leave? Money? No.
It really is a fascinating topic, too, because – Are their fans moved by Indiana coming to town?
Sure. It's Tech Talk on Double T973.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk podcast from Double T973, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Glad to be with you on a Thursday. You're listening to Tech Talk. Double T97.3 and DoubleT97.3.com. We'll get to Kyler's play of the day coming up in just a little bit. A few more thoughts from the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Gus asking what region Rub Bottom is in. This is the laugh I needed today. It's right below Rub Top.
Okay. It's lower
Oklahoma.
Lower Oklahoma, right in the middle.
Yep. Why would the big super conference go to regionalism? No different than conferences in a sense. You think the heavy SEC current good regions are going to be okay giving a playoff spot to a weaker region or in the West or North? I don't think we'll get the 80-team thing. I do think we'll get maybe two 20-team leagues. I think that may be where we settle. Mm-hmm. Maybe even two 25-team leagues. I don't think it'll get all the way to 80. It won't be the conferences that are pushing it. It's going to be TV. There are still certain valuable teams out there to ESPN and Fox, and I think you've got to fill content. And if you completely diminish the content to the point where these teams don't matter, then these games aren't going to matter to air on a Saturday night when you got nothing else going on there. I think you're going to find some sort of medium. I don't know what that looks like exactly or how long it takes for us to get there. The reason I mentioned the regional stuff, I just think you're going to find some natural regional stuff once again. I hope that maybe in the non-football we at least find that once again. Even if you separate football. If football goes out on its own limb, it would actually get cheaper for schools that are funding these other sports, and UCLA volleyball is having to go to Rutgers on a Friday. Or, I mean, there's all sorts of examples like that.
That'll be fascinating to watch.
It will.
Not the UCLA-Rutgers volleyball game, but just that whole, what their take is on that a year in and how they evaluate it, you know, in terms of, you know, what we know now, they'll probably do travel partner type situations. Like if kind of like we see Tech soccer do a little bit. They'll go to Kansas State, and then they'll go to Iowa State, and then come back. Like,
sure.
They'll go out and come back.
Try
and
to help some
go,
teams out, yeah.
Hey, you go to Rutgers here, and then you're home in 4 days, and then next week you're back at Michigan, or what? Like, while you're out, you stay out.
Yeah.
You go to Rutgers and Maryland or whatever, and they'll come to USC and UCLA, that kind of thing. But still, and that part's not hard to imagine. Now, it's not just as simple as just, okay, we're done here. Let's go eat lunch.
Yep.
You know, like somebody's got to sit down with the plan or some software or whatever and figure that stuff out. But and how they evaluated going, hey, this was disastrously difficult on athletes, programs or whatever, or they made it work. I think I told you, I know Clint and I talked about when we did our TV prep meeting with Coach Esker from Stanford, you know, when they were here right after Easter and that Monday, Tuesday. And we asked him because he had played, you know, his Cal, when he was the head coach at California in Tim's first few years, they had done, we, Texas Tech, had done a home and home with Berkeley, right?
Yeah.
And then we've done this home and home the last couple of years with Stanford. Like, hey, he talked about, you know, coaching against Tim's teams and, you know, just with admiration, like, always fun play, good competitive deal, blah, blah, blah. And he said, and we asked, like, were you got anything on the works? And he said, we've got to stay close to home because we've got 5 cross-country trips a year.
That's crazy.
He said that new league, them in the ACC, Stanford, you know, joined the ACC, said in the baseball league, they'll play everyone twice in the next 3 years. Like, the math lines up for them to do that. And he said, and so in 2 of those years, 1 year they won't play Berkeley, which is the other school, like, down the road. You know, like,
that's
the
crazy.
Bus drive. I know.
Right? I mean,
like, you can't do one permanent deal. The answer to that is
which
no.
Which they probably will in a midweek or something.
Right. But, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, that. And he said, so one of the years they won't play Berkeley. And 1 year, though, when they go to Berkeley, is that's one of their 5 road trips. They'll only have 4 cross-country road trips. And he said, you know, the years that they play at Georgia Tech and Boston College, those are nonstop commercial, you know, a little bit easier. But he said, and he and I were joking. I said, this means your close trip is Louisville. And he goes, that's exactly right. That's our.
You know, I'd
San Francisco to Louisville or whatever,
curious
the Bay Area Louisville.
To hear some of these coaches fully – you know, truth serum
yes.
type of stuff on how they felt towards their administration / athletics directors that were so arrogant towards the Big 12 or
true.
I mean, where they made their bet on these sorts of things. And it's like, hey, that's half the country right there. If you would have gone to that league instead or and just not been so, you know, pompous.
Right. Because, yeah, and tying it all into the academic side of things, when it's like, man, a bunch of that stuff's been tossed out of the window by several of these schools in a way that you're like, was that the hill to die on? And it was the hill to die on for a long time. Don't get me wrong,
but lots of them.
If they had crystal ball and hindsight 2020 kind of a thing, like go ahead and go, hey, let's go ahead and jump in this Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, you know, whatever. That was cooked up because it might keep you, you know, like just to rethink some of those things, the dominoes that play. By the way, we're getting just mad texts. You guys are texting in our music.
Yeah, great.
Our music topic today. Kyler, if Kyler hadn't played it, text him something nasty. Tell him to pick up the pace in there.
Pick it up, Kyler.
We got a lot. We asked for songs with a woman's name in the title, and
yeah.
You have just crushed it.
Yeah,
for
you guys
2
have been
hours,
great on that.
Hour and a half.
Speaking of Kyler, it's time for his play of the day.
She has been aggressive and accurate. And Wyckoff is both right there. Gone! Kaylee Wyckoff sends Iowa State packing and Texas Tech to the second round.
Kaylee Wyckoff came up huge last night for our Texas Tech Lady Raiders softball team. She not only had the walk-off home run for the win, but she also had 4 RBIs as Texas Tech advances to the second round to take on none other than the number 1 Texas Longhorns.
Opportunity is what we call this. Great stuff. Great stuff. Kaylee Wyckoff and the walk-off home run for her. She's one of those major recruits we've seen work out pretty well. And I'm you had the number two recruiting class in the country this last go-round. So it's going to be interesting to see if Tech can really work their way into the top of this league over the next couple of years, because it is right there. Well, now you're losing two of the best teams, but it's still
right
behind the SEC when it comes to softball. And yeah, impressive night last night. Less than about 30 minutes away from Tech and Texas coming up at 5 o'clock. Another good song right here.
Nice.
Little Brooks and Dunn. Keep your commentary rolling in the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Get back to a little more of that coming up. Talk some Tech baseball and Texas Rangers as well on the way. You're listening to Tech Talk on Double T97.3.
It's every Red Raider's favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Glad to be part of your Thursday. You're hanging out with Tech Talk. Double T97.3 and DoubleT973.com. Lots of great songs out there with a woman's name in the title. Gone through plenty today. You can chime in with your favorite one on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app, or better yet, on the Double T97.3 mobile app. Probably makes it easier. We'll get to what's going on, as well as a secret word coming up in 15 minutes or so. Gus, I saw a ranking out there. This is one of those internet rankings, the Twitter ones that, you know, their ideas to probably draw people off sides and or get people like you or me to talk about it. But this one's from College Basketball Report on Twitter. And it was labeled as the top 25 head coaching jobs in college basketball right now. Okay. Top 25 coaching jobs in college basketball. You're going to think, okay, this is going to be very blue-bloody at the top, and you'd be right. Is Texas Tech a top 25 job in college basketball right now? With what you invest in NIL, with what you
and that's the key.
Have I mean, facility-wise.
That's the thing you have to think about when we see these type lists, because the conversation is truly about, like, the capacity, you know, the what is the program's capacity when you think about, as opposed to, well, we were better than them last year. Like, no, that's not the right way to look at it. It's in terms of facilities, are how well are they set up to compete?
I mean, the best jobs out there, whether it's basketball, football, whatever, are the ones that you don't have to do the recruiting. Your logo does the recruiting for you, right? I mean, that's where it is.
North Carolina, Kansas, Kentucky.
Duke 1, Kentucky 2, Carolina 3, Kansas 4, UConn 5, according to this.
Yep. Whose list is it?
This is College Basketball Report.
Okay.
So, that's your top five. Not much surprise there. But, is Texas Tech a top 25 job currently? I know Jeff Goodman, Mr. Troll on Twitter, like put Tech at like 8th or something in the Big 12 a couple of years ago when this conversation was floating around. But he's a blowhard that likes to generate
Jeff Goodman sidebar. Did you see him hand the Pat Knight tweet to his daughter so she'd get a little?
Oh, I did not. No.
Yeah, like, you know, he was the one. She was the one that broke the Pat Knight to whatever his university job the other day.
Yeah,
to the little school in Indiana, which is where Steve Downing is the athletic director.
I've already forgotten, but yes,
Talia Goodman or whatever her name is. Like, oh wow,
of course,
you know. Interesting She broke that news.
Nepotism.
Anyway, yeah. Looking out for whatever, but yeah. Okay.
I'll give you names. Hint. Tech's not included in this guy's top 25. I'll give you the other jobs and see if you think that Tech is. So, zipping through, he's got Louisville at 6, which is seemingly way too high for me. Indiana 7. The Texas Longhorns he's got as the 8th best job in the country. Mm-hmm. Again, that's one of those logos, but that's too high. Arizona 9, Arkansas 10. Michigan State, Gonzaga, UCLA, Villanova, Baylor.
I wonder what the Arizona deal being below Texas means. And
that it's a
basketball.
List that this guy's trying to
probably
draw people off sides. Because there's no one in their right mind that thinks that Texas is a better basketball job than Arizona, right?
Right.
Unless it's just purely SEC bias at some point. Which does leak into basketball because of the arrogance there.
And because the thing Arizona's not doing is covering up their upper deck because they can't sell 10,000 tickets or whatever.
No, Arizona legitimately has taken a really good program and moved it into the best league in the country when it comes to basketball. So,
but they're drawing, those are hard tickets to get and all that. Whereas, the Texas basketball ticket situation, it's never been a hard ticket, and it's never been the first thing on campus. And
Then 16, Memphis. I think that's too high there. Illinois 17, Alabama 18, USC 19.
Whoa.
Syracuse.
USC.
USC 19. Wow. Syracuse 20.
So you haven't done UCLA yet, right?
Yeah, I mentioned the 13.
All right,
13. Tennessee, Creighton, Michigan, Houston, Ohio State, the final five in this top 25. So you have a clear-cut argument.
You got some big sports brands there.
Yep, a lot of them are
a lot of big sports brands, which is a big deal.
You've got basketball brands in there.
Right, got some basketball.
Your Villanova's, your Creighton's, your Memphis's.
UConn, yep.
Gonzaga, obviously.
No Virginia? Did you have Virginia?
No Virginia. Yeah. I mean, Ohio State being in there over, I think, Texas Tech or Virginia seems high to me. I get there; it's still Ohio State, and there's a big brand.
It's hard
there
to fight the brand on Ohio State and Michigan. And you think about, I mean, at this moment, that Michigan thing's a mess. But those two also have an NIL capacity that I don't say we would only dream about. But if they galvanize their NIL efforts, I mean, that's a cute little $2 million roster you got over there. But watch this.
Creighton, are they ahead of you right now?
That's interesting. The one thing that's interesting about that, according to Pop Isaacs, they are. that's the basketball program in that state. Not that's some big populist madhouse of a state, but because Creighton basketball captivates the city of Omaha, and it's all Big Red.
Yeah.
Understandably, Nebraska football. And Creighton plays their basketball games across the parking lot from the baseball stadium, from College World Series, not TD Ameritrade, whatever it's called. That big, it seats like 16,000. They don't really have an on-campus arena. It's a city arena, but it's, big. That one's interesting.
Alabama being 18th.
Why them and not Marquette? Why Creighton and not Marquette?
Good
question. That's what I'm getting at. I think
there's a few arguments.
Yeah,
there.
Sure. Any good list? Any good list is generate some conversation,
Of course. Y'all can agree or disagree. I'll try to post that one on the chat line for you as well. It is Tech Talk on Double T 97.3.
Podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Moving on to hour number 3. Hanging out with Tech Talk on Double T 97.3, Double T 97.3.com, and the Double T 97.3 mobile app. Brought to you as always by our friends at Happy State Bank. You can take that mobile app just about anywhere with you, even listening up in Center Sandwich, New Hampshire, if that's your choosing. You can tell us where you're listening in from. I know people listen from all over. You can tell us that on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. We are Tech Talk. I'm Choice in for Clint today. Mike Gustafson in his normal spot. Kyler Brown across the way taking care of us. We'll continue to get into a variety of topics, including a new Christmas wish list transfer that I want.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
In a particular sport?
Baseball.
Okay.
Okay. I'll get to that in a little bit. First, football. It's that time of year. Everybody seems to be putting out a list or a ranking of some sort. Post-spring, this, that. I saw Heartland College Sports yesterday. Today I saw, CBSSports.com. Post-spring Big 12 power rankings. And both of those I've seen in the last 2 days have Texas Tech slotted in the exact same spot. Utah's 1, Kansas State 2, Kansas 3.
Wow.
That's a little high for the Jayhawks, higher than I've seen in most. OSU 4, Arizona 5, Iowa State 6, West Virginia 7, UCF 8, and Texas Tech 9.
Man, dude. Print that list and hang it over in the locker room.
Yeah. Finishing it out, TCU 10, Colorado 11, Baylor 12, BYU 13, 14th is Cincinnati, Houston 15, and Arizona State 16. Number 9. If you finish number 9 in the Big 12 this year, it's going to be a disappointing season.
I 100% agree. Now, I wonder what that would translate to in terms of if you're buying into us as 9th, you're saying what, 6-6?
Roughly.
Probably saying it's a 2-1. It's a 2-1 non-conference.
Probably. Well, ninth doesn't have anything to do.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if you're
6-6, yeah. Probably.
Wouldn't you think that they're going? If that's a ninth place team, they're not going to Pullman and winning.
Probably.
Based on this list that you just read.
Yeah, I would guess that a lot of the wins we have circled, because it's hard, and I know I'm an extreme homer. I get it. I gladly admit it. But it's hard for me to look at this schedule you have in front of you. Schedule without Kansas State, schedule without Utah, schedule without Kansas. Guess what? In their post-spring power rankings, those are the top three teams on their list, and Texas Tech doesn't play any of them. You don't play any of those three right there.
Wow.
It's hard for me to look at this schedule you have in front of you and not say you should win at least 8 games.
What do you think our Las Vegas over under win total will be?
I've already seen
is
one.
Is it 7.5?
It's 7.5.
Yeah. I've
seen one that's 8 too. So,
really? Okay. Yeah. That was our guess back in December, I think, when we just talked about next year. And I think it might have been at that point that maybe we had the schedule.
It is 7.5, and you know there's favorites on either side based off of the juice. 8 is the favorite. So,
got it.
So to bet the over on the 7.5 is less lucrative than betting the under. So
got it. I see what you're saying.
So okay. So Vegas thinks you're going to win 8 games.
Got
based
it.
Off of that. Vegas also has Texas Tech as the 5th best odds to win the Big 12 championship. So,
wow.
So
that's
if,
interesting.
So if you're 5th in Vegas' eyes and you're finishing 9th here, yeah, it's a disappointment. I mean, it'd be disappointing. Right now, I look at this schedule that's in front. If you don't win 8 games, obviously circumstances, quarterback health, there's all sorts.
Right, sure.
But just based off the schedule alone, if you don't win 8 games, it's pretty disappointing. Because you get a lot of favors. We talked up OSU's schedule last year and how pillow soft it was. You got a favor from
right,
the Big
sure.
12 this year.
Yep.
And you
no
don't
doubt.
Apologize for it. You'd be happy about it. But your first 3 conference home games are against teams that combined to go 9-27 last year. 9-27. You play 3-3-9 teams as your first three conference home games. Arizona State, Cincinnati, and Baylor all went 3-9 last year.
Oof, man.
I mean, Gus, you legitimately should be bowl eligible.
By
seven
October.
Games in. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I mean,
I know. I get it.
Like, seriously, you play Abilene Christian. The wild card to me is the one in Pullman.
I don't know what to expect there.
Yeah, I don't either, after what you saw in Wyoming last year.
True.
I would say Tech should be the better team, but because they lost quite a bit.
Sure seems like we took one of their better weapons, too.
We definitely took one of their better weapons.
And it doesn't happen very often in college sports. You can go, hey, R-plus is your minus.
Yeah, yeah.
A direct slide that into our column there.
But your first half of your schedule is ACU, right. Road trip to Washington State, home game against North Texas, home game against Arizona right. State, home game against Cincinnati.
Don't you feel like you walk into October 4-1? Like, if you're not, like, that's a disappointment?
I would say at least 4-1. Yeah.
I know.
If not 5-0.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking, too.
You go to Tucson. That's a tough one.
Yep.
And then you have Baylor at home. There's your first seven games.
I'd love to pound their butt.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud?
Oops. I mean, yeah. Sooner in Lubbock says whoever made that list is smoking crack.
Could be.
It's CBS Sports. That's where that one comes from. It's not just some podunk whatever. It's CBS Sports. And maybe you got to prove it a little bit. Last year you had some expectations. You were a fringe top 25 team coming into the season. And
it sure feels like this year's team's
deliver.
Better equipped to win just in terms of bodies and depth and all of that stuff.
I don't disagree.
No, I don't.
And again, schedule favoritism. Hopefully you can live up to it.
Yep. Looking forward to it. I know that much. I can't not wait until Labor Day weekend. Just the stadium. I can't wait to see all the dynamic around that. I mean, you know, we've been going to games since the late 70s, and I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Like, you come in on two ramps, and now there's a new ramp down there and another one here.
Different.
And video screens. I cannot wait.
A lot of hype for the season. It's Tech Talk. Juice next.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of TT973 podcasts at TT973.com.